For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
Welcome, Arizona homeowners, to Rosie on the House. Nice promo there, Gary D. Thank you for 30 years of broadcasting here. We wouldn't be on the air if you weren't tuned in, so we appreciate the partnership. We try to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend, and y'all keep us on the air by tuning in. And we've got a lot of fun stuff we've put together for our 30th anniversary, but I'm not going to go into it. You can just go to rosieonthehouse.com/30 and see it there. We've got some custom logo merchandise that we're selling that all benefits our nonprofits. We've put together a new home maintenance calendar. We've launched an e-store of tools we've tested and used. We've got a new digital app for digital home maintenance that brings home ownership into the 21st century at rosieonthehouse.com. But back to that calendar I'd mentioned, it is our home maintenance calendar. And March, we focus on windows. Every single month when you flip through that calendar, you can see what we're covering. And this Saturday in particular, we've now gotten to exterior window treatments. We had window selection with Pella at the first Saturday. Last week, we talked window install, and this week, we're talking window treatments. And we've got a special guest on the line from the oldest continuous licensed contractor here in the state of Arizona, Vince. Was it 1910 Phoenix Tent and Awning got their license?
1910, before Arizona became a state.
We had a register of contractors before we had a statehood.
I think our license actually started back in the 1930s, but we were established back in 1910.
Gotcha. It just took the registrar a couple years to get developed, and y'all were the first one to get your license. And
we were first in line.
And judging by your voice, I'm guessing you weren't the one standing in line.
No.
Okay.
If I was, I age really well.
But you've been with them 21 years, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, just over 20 years now.
Okay, well, welcome. Thanks for taking time out of your son's soccer schedule. Is the game over? Are we in a break, or are you having to watch through binoculars from your truck?
I'm watching it from binoculars right now, watching them play.
All right, well, we'll try and keep this short for you. Let's first talk about awning selection. What different frame options are available to consumers?
So as far as our frame selection goes, we have a couple different ones. We have domes. We have convex awnings, which are basically rounded in the front but flat on the side. We also have traditional awnings, which is kind of what we do a lot of, which is just flat on the top and triangle ends. The ends are usually filled in. And then we also have spear point awnings. Spear point awnings are the ones that have the long spears and the little spear finial on the end. So that's something.
Sounds kind of medieval, but it done right. That fits a lot of ranch-style homes very nicely.
It does. I think the very popular style right now is a Santa Barbara-style home, and we do them a lot on those. The old Tuscan theme kind of feel. A lot of the old homes down in Encanto area originally had a lot of spear point awnings on there, so over the years, it's kind of gained a little popularity again, but it's been around for a very long time.
And as a homeowner, you obviously, one of the great benefits of awning is shading your window from the heat, and that's one of our aspects. Are any one of these styles better than the other for just overall shade coverage of the glass, or is it strictly design preference?
Not necessarily. Really, a lot of times your home will actually lend to what type of style that you're going to want. What's fortunate is because we have so many different styles, we could really merge or mesh with anybody's architecture. But if you have a rounded awning or a rounded window, then a lot of times you're going to have the rounded dome awning over it. So it just kind of fits whatever you need as far as from a personal level of shade. So people use it for sun, but we have customers that use them for rain protection as well over doors.
Oh.
So it's really, we come out and we look at what their issue is and we try to figure out what's beneficial for them.
Now, a solid metal frame properly installed, I know that's going to be there for a while. But when we go to the material aspect, there's only so long anything can last out in the Arizona sun. What am I looking for in fabric selection to get the best bang for my buck here?
So Sombrella is a fabric that we use more often than not on a lot of our awnings. The benefit of using Sombrella is it has a warranty. So that's great. That's a benefit to the homeowner. But it's time and tested true here in Arizona. We've been using it in Arizona since it was invented, and it's one of the better fabrics that hold up really well out here. So I think like anybody leaves a t-shirt out by the pool and just leaves it out for too long and they go out and it shreds into pieces. That's not going to happen with Sombrella fabric.
So how long can I expect that to last?
We tell customers based on it's going to be different from southwest, east, you know, what type of exposure you have. But I tell customers expect somewhere between, I would say, 6 to 12 years, 7 to 12 years. So if you have a north side facing window, it might last forever. you just don't get sun that much on the north side of the house.
No, and that's a great point. So in that case, your awning on the north side would be more decorative for the home, or as you mentioned, maybe a rain protection. If we're doing this strictly for sun control to the home on a south side, you said 8 to 12 years?
Yeah, about 8 to 12, 7 to 12, somewhere in that vicinity. So, and it just, again, it just depends on a lot of different factors.
And what, and again, this is such a subjective answer because every case is different. What is my replacement cost of the fabric versus the initial cost setup of the awning itself with the frame and the install? I mean, is that 20% of the project? Is that 30% of the project?
The majority of the cost for an awning is actually the fitting of the fabric and the fabric itself.
Okay.
So we do have a lot of customers that sometimes will come to us and say, well, I got the frame, you know, it should be a lot less. But in reality, the actual art comes in with a lot of our fitters and our sewers who actually fit the fabric to the frame. And so a lot of the actual cost itself is usually the actual fabric and the labor to put it on. Having said that, just a good rule of thumb for a lot of our traditional awnings and our spearpoint awnings is typically 75% of a brand new one is generally our recover cost.
Okay. So knowing that up front, I can plan to have 75% of that 3% inflation saved up and invested for, you know, that's that time period. And
correct,
you can save that money if you've lived in the home and you've got an established history of your utility usage by whatever cost savings we have. The biggest heat gain to our home is through the glass of our windows. So you might be saving in the summer months, you know, maybe $20 at your high summer months. Well, and 12 on the lower one. So that's $50 a year. Just gradually start putting that aside to that awning portion. And, you know, that doesn't sound like a lot, but on one glass, one south facing window, you know, $70 a year, if you're saving up for that fabric on a 10-year period of time, that's $700. I'm pretty sure that's going to cover the sewing cost and install for that fabric.
Yeah. Yeah, and on top of that, I always tell customers, too, is, you know, you're not only just blocking the heat, but you're also saving the seals on the windows, the bug screen that's on the window that usually ends up having to get rotted out and has to be replaced, too. So you're shading the window and you're shading the heat that's coming in, but you're also protecting everything else. Carpets on the inside, wood floors, your blinds that come down that you use for privacy, those will last longer. So when you start taking the economic cost and what you're actually saving in the long run, you know, heat is a major part of it, but a lot of it is also protecting everything else.
And great point, Vince, great point. The homes that have a big glass porch screen, obviously there's a time of day that a western sun sinking low is going to penetrate through that awning, below that awning.
Mm-hmm.
This is where retractable awnings come in, retractable screens. There's additional tools that we as homeowners have with modern technology to accommodate that.
Correct. And those are great products for us to use as well. I think they became a lot more popular because us in Arizona have just beautiful views. I mean, we just have spectacular views from anywhere you are. And so a lot of times what happens is with the retractables, the advantage of it is that I can have my beautiful view when I don't have a sun problem. But when I have my sun problem, I can put it down, I can put it out, I can block the sun, and then I don't have to deal with that heat coming in for those couple hours of the day. And then once it subsides and the heat's gone, you know, Arizona, their heat's still there, but the sun's gone. Now you can roll it back and see the stars. So it is a great product.
And some of those can be done manually. Some of them can be automated with light sensors.
Correct. So we do have sensors available. You have you basically have sun sensors that will pick up the sun and allow you to, when the sun comes by, the actual system will roll down. You have wind sensors. So if there's a wind and it's hitting it, then it'll go up by itself. You do also have what we call a MyLink system, which basically allows you to use a system from your telephone wherever you are in the world. So there's a lot of interesting, a lot of cool little things that you can add to it now.
Well, we're talking with Vince of Phoenix Tent and Awning. Let me test my memory here, Vince. Is it 2829 McDowell?
It's 2829 East McDowell.
East McDowell, yeah.
Arizona 85008.
In addition to awnings, I actually get my agricultural screen from y'all. I've got a tent I put over the garden, and obviously you want the sunlight. But to protect the plants, y'all have agricultural cloth that is a special type of screening. So there's boat covers, Ramadas. There's a list of services that y'all provide. It's pretty extensive.
Anything that's fabric, we basically can do. If it's not something we can do, we'll definitely help you and figure out what's beneficial for you, even give you a recommendation where you could go to get it.
Well, we appreciate your time, and we'll let you get back to your son's soccer game. He's got his older son is playing now, and then his younger son's playing at 2. So we appreciate your time and taking it out, but we're a family program. We don't want to take any more family time than possible. So we appreciate it, Vince. That's Phoenix Tent and Awning. They've been a Rosie on the House partner for a long time, but been around even longer than that. And he was talking about the great views that we have in Arizona. You know, the car buying experience just got easier with Sanderson Ford. Now, I know online sales isn't anything necessarily new, but it's new at Sanderson Ford, and that's the only place I was shopping anyway. So they've just made it convenient for me. If you heard last hour, we were talking with Jeff about that 200,000-mile mark on your vehicles. Well, I'm at 240 on my F-150, and whatever comes first, 300,000 miles or $3,000 is my next tipping point for my next purchase, and I'm looking for the Ranger. We've got the 250 for the heavy duty, but I don't need a 150 for daily commute. But there's still times that I got to get a couple bales of hay. I got to get some sack feed. I got to bring something home for the Whitman plantation that I still need that truck bed on a regular basis, but not so often that a Ranger won't service my needs and save me. It'll double me my gas mileage. So I'll be sitting at home picking out my Ford online at sandersonford.com. And you know what? When I get done and approved, they'll deliver it.